We're starting day 9. Good morning. This is Mercedes Warwick, and welcome to 36 Channels in 36 Days. It's been very interesting. The word elated has been swirling around me since we started this. I really enjoy this sort of heightened sense of anticipation of getting to 6:30 in the morning and starting these channels. Yesterday I wanted to continue. It was even after we'd finished the recording, I had questions. I don't know if you had questions, but I had questions. And one of the questions that I had was, Spirit had talked about stepping into this place for right now we're calling the void. It really is God, creation, source, whatever high source that you have in your life, and working through love. And so it's been really quite wonderful. But the question I had yesterday was this idea about going into the space with no intention. And I thought it was a little bit of an oxymoron, because we set the intention to go into the space to be in no intention. So it was kind of, here we go with the law of polarity, is sort of like both sides of the same, you know, two sides of the same coin. But I was reminded of something as I was sort of giving myself a little brain teaser yesterday. And I was reminded about how my art came. Not only how it came into my life, because I had never painted before September 26th, I think. Excuse me. September 26th, 2012. I'd never painted before. So it was really interesting that art flowed in. But what happened during the course of that, and I call it the zone of the imperceptible, was that I was in a spot in my life where there was a lot of things happening, and I remember saying, I just want joy. I just want some joy, you know. And God sent me painting. And it was so not in the purview of anything I could have imagined. I wouldn't have said at any point prior to that time in my life, oh, I think I'll go paint a picture. Or now, I did enjoy art. We would occasionally go to a gallery or something like that. But I never thought that the art would be flowing through me onto a canvas. So that is an example of setting the intention to have more something in your life. In this case, it was joy. And then allowing myself to not be attached to the outcome. And I was trying to remember yesterday if I was praying for joy consistently, or if I had just this moment. And I think it was more like the moment, but I might have had a series of moments, but I wasn't like on my knees praying every day. I just remember saying, there's got to be more to what's happening in my life right now, and I just want some joy. And it was really just that simple. And then I released it and didn't think about it, and it showed up again in my art. So it is a combination, at least. We'll see what Spirit has to say, because it seems like when I do these preambles, they just sort of carry it from there. But it is a combination of setting the intention. I think it's as simple as showing up and being connected to love, being connected to your higher source, excuse me, and showing up every day at a specific time. And saying to yourself, I want more love in my life. And then putting it into this place we call Creator, this space we call the void, the infinite consciousness, the universe, you know. And knowing that that is out there and in here within ourselves, and making that connection so that we know that we're unified. Not thinking of source as a place out there somewhere, but thinking as source as this inner connectiveness that's within us and that's around us and that's within every person, event, and thing that we come to, and that God is everything and everyone. God is all there is. So that was just sort of my thoughts on yesterday. And really enjoying the breathing sequences and going through the body. So I'm going to stop now. We're going to let Spirit come in and show us a way, lead us into the void, I suspect. And thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. One thing I haven't asked for in the past few days, and I'm under spiritual direction to keep this forward, is to please practice infinite circulation. And if you choose to seed into my life through a financial contribution, it would be greatly appreciated. There's a button on the page, and just contribute what you can and what's in your heart to do. So thank you for being here. No, no, yeke na, yoko, ie na 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 ni yeke na 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 ni yoko. Well, hello there, yeshke na. No, no, yoko, yeke na, yoko no ni yeke na. It has been an interesting few days watching the transformation of Nyoko Nyeke Nyoke na no Nyeke na, this universal mindset, Yeke na Nyoko Okona Iena Yeke na Nyoshko na Nyeko Yeke na Nyeke. You know, Mercedes is a little curious because yesterday after the recording, she was still connected. It took a minute for her to sort of breathe into the ononieshkena, the conscious connected, because she's always walking with us. But this, you know, this time that we were spending in this dedicated time and space, ononieshkena, and she wanted to stay connected and ask questions. And ononieshkena na nyoko, and nyoko ekena, and it is curious because the level of like curiosity, even though she's walked in these principles and practices for a while now, it is exciting for her because Nyoko, she can feel the consciousness, I think, for the first time. And the questions that are coming up for her in are seemingly coming out of the greater consciousness as well, or the, you know, the expanded consciousness. So it has been interesting to watch her play with us. Yesterday she played. And we would say the same to you. Play. Miracle, signs, and wonders. Is a childlike connection to the infinite all. The source, ieke no no yoko, ieke na. And so it is the little things in life that no no ieke contribute some of the greatest joy. Yoko na ieke na, the enjoyment of an ice cream cone, yoko na, or perhaps taking a moment on a sunny day to really feel the sun coming into your body and touching you. Ino ni ieke, yeno ni ieke na na yoko, oko na. So this idea that we are always in a place of consciousness, ieshke na na nyoko, and then what we attune to, ieshke na na nyoko, becomes nyoko na nyeke, the primary presence in that moment. Ono ieshke na na nyoko ieke na. The joy of no nyeke na na, the joy of enjoyment. No ni eke na yoko na, no ni eke na no yoko. So there's a number of things that are happening a little differently here. Nani Eishkena than Mercedes' normal practice. Yako Nani Eishkena. Somebody had asked her a question about praying in Niyoko Nani Eishkena, and she's taking time. She takes about an hour, hour and a half preparation prior to the channel, and she's praying in during that time. Yono Nani Eishkena Nani Yoko. So there is a point of connection to this. The spiritual force that she, Inonieke, walks in every day. Ananayoko Okona, and then she comes into the channel, Iekena Ananayoko, for the teachings. So there is some praying in, even though it's not necessarily being presented on these, during the series. Onono Iekena Ananayoko Okona. Iekena Ananayoko, Iekena. Yokona. The other thing that is happening very widely in Nonieke, the sphere of Nyoko, what we would what do you call it, the sphere of influence, Yokona Iekena, that is surrounding Mercedes right now, and we would ask you to take a look at how your sphere of influence is working in your life, in Anieko, and maybe notice the subtle changes that are beginning to come in, Ononieke, Nanonioko, as things begin to shift and transform. Anonioko Okona Iekena, Ananioko Iekena. And the sphere of influence can be the people that you choose to pray with, meditate with, Anonioko, come into collective consciousness with, Iekena, Nanonioko Okona Iekena. It is a Nunieke, it is a grand scheme of divine essence when Ononieke, a group, comes together with the collective consciousness, Ananonioko, of elevating each other or evolving each other, Ononieshke Nananioko, into that which is meant for everyone. Not necessarily Yeshkona Nanieke na, prescribing to any one belief system. Onono Yeshke na Iokona. So the languaging that is coming forward for Mercedes as she continues to teach Yekena Nanioko Niekena will be, it's always been universal, Yekena Nanioko, but love is the thread that binds all humanity, all living things, all breathing organisms, Anonioko, all collective consciousness, Yeshkona Niekena Anonioko. So you can have in one sphere of influence, your circle of influence, Anonioko Okona, Jew, Christian, Buddhist, Muslim, New Thought, Anonieshkena, and others. Ananayoko, and that is increasingly coming into Mercedes' experiences. So, Ieshkona Ananiekena Ananayoko. So, at some point, we will, pray in, as you would say. Ananayoko Iekena. But the language is more collective and conscious, Ananieke, conscious of the collective of humanity, the collective of hearts, and the collective of love. You know, it has been very interesting to hear even the discomfort at times, a use of the word God. The other thing that has been coming up in Nyoko, into the circle, is Nyoko, this idea of working with avatars, angels, Onono Uyokona, and other energetic Nananioko forces of wisdom, Nananioko, and Nyoko that are the basis of belief systems, Yoko Naniena. And so people sometimes look at Mercedes and, they may say, Nonioko. Do you believe in Christ, as an example? Nonieshke. Well, Christ is one of her Nonieke driving forces of influence. Iakona, Ieke na. She's had very intimate experiences with Christ. Iakona na Nieke na. You know, Nieke, and so in that regard, yes, we believe in Christ. Anonioko, we believe in the Buddha. Iekona Nieke, we believe in Anonioko Islamic principles. Ieke na, because they're all bases, is comes from the principle of love. Onono di Ieke na Anonioko. So there's a more, maybe diverse understanding of coming into the collective consciousness. So that, or who that has seeded into the consciousness, that will bring you into alignment with that which you need, and that's which is what you're seeking. Ananioko Nieke, remember the table. Ananioko, so you could imagine the table even in your visualization or in your mind's eye. Imagine this round table, you know, Nonieke, with Christ and Buddha and Mary and Ananioko, perhaps an ancestor, and maybe Einstein, and Ononieshkena, you know, Nonieke-na, because this is the collective that is going to move you forward, Iokona Nieke, or move you or evolve you into the answers that you are seeking within this moment. When we talk about applied spirituality, Ieshkena Nananioko, it is really understanding that idea of having the collective consciousness at your fingertips, Iekona Niekona, for your answers, Iokona Nieke, for your evolution, Iekena Nanioko, for your manifestation, Iekena Nanioko, for your love, Iekona Nanieke, for your lessons, Iekena Nanioko, and growth, the Nonieke. And that knowingness of sometimes turning left instead of right, and sometimes turning right instead of left, and you just have this knowing that that's where you're, that's the direction in which you're to go. Oh, no, Nonieke. So it becomes kind of, you know, Nonieke, trusting the godliness that you are, you know, Nonieke, and the connectiveness to all living things, Ieke na Nanioko, and the collectiveness to the all energetic things, Ieke na Nanioko. Ani Ioko na Ieko na Ieke na. The other interesting piece that has been coming forward a little bit is, how do I know who I'm connecting to or with? No no Ieke na Nanioko Okona. This is a difficult one, and Yoshiko na Nieke na Nyoko, and it was interesting in the early days, very many years ago, Iokona, we felt that it was not in Mercedes' best interest to understand who was at the table. And so Ieshke na Nyoko, there was really no kind of name. Oh no, Ieshke, because the people were getting up and moving quickly. Ononieshke na Nanioko. So she had one nurturing soul who called her little one, who's always with her, always present. Ieshkona Nanieke na. And then Nanioko, the teachers would come, and we would shift in and out. Then Nanioko Ieke na, there was sort of a different perspective in her consciousness. And as she came into a realization that there truly is this infinite source of wisdom and knowledge, this infinite source of all there is, Ieke na Nanioko, then she was able to begin to better understand the concept of Anonieke, the eternal infinite, Ioshkona Nanieke na. And when she is channeling in groups, Ieke na Nanioko, she has a better understanding of Nanioko. It really is this huge table, and everybody who is in the room is part of the channel, is part of the collective consciousness, and is bringing energy to that space and in that time. Nononi Yoshikona Ieke na. So as her capacity to Nyoko Iena, like, switch tables, switch the people on the table, who's sitting at the table, as she was had greater capacity for that, Yoshikona Niyekena, she was able to become more aware, Anana Niyekena Nyoko, of the vastness of Anoniyeke consciousness that is in a room present with her as she sits as the vessel. Anono Iyeshkena, Anana Yoko Okona. So in some ways, in Yoko Niyeke, this is when we say you could play with this. Iyeke na Anana Yoko, Anana Iyeshke. You may not always get a name, Anana Yoko. Sometimes you will get a Niyoko feelings, or we all have different gifts, so Ananieshkena, sometimes you may smell something that triggers a memory, or you may have a knowing, or you may sit down and have a conscious conversation with someone at the table, your table. Yoshikona Ananiekena Ananioko. However, Ananieko, and then sometimes you'll feel a presence. Yoshikona Ananiekena. These are all indications of your increasingly ononieke, your increased sensitivity, iokona nanieke, to the subtle frequencies of the all, ieke nananioko. So how would you know if things are good or bad? Ononieke, information is good or bad, ieshke nananioko. Well, Inoniyekena, the easiest way is to understand that you always have the agency of free will. Ononi Iyeshkena Naniyoko, that is why we are not a predictive force, Iyekena Naniyoko. And Mercedes often says that she does not Niyoko, participate, maybe would be the word, participate in decision-making. Iyoko Naniyeke, for those who come to her, Iyoko Naniyeke. However, there may be an array of options that are presented through the channel, Yoko Naniena, and there may be something in a way of teaching so that you may have an expanded point of view, Ananieke, about what you are approaching and how things are Naniyoko unfolding before you, Ieshke Naniyoko. So what we would say is that Ananiyoko Naniyeko, you always have the agency of free will. So if something doesn't feel right, you know, no nieshke, and maybe looks in your mind's eye correctly, iekona, or feel good, naniyoko, and there is some uneasiness, iokona naniyoko, and this uneasiness will feel different than the discomfort of you pushing past a zone of uncomfortableness to evolve into a different place, or a better place, or a bigger vision, or something like that. It's a different feeling. Anonoyeshkena Nyoko, and so you will know Anonoyeshkena, and just like everything, your intuitive sense will tell you to go left or go right, or to maybe not be so involved with this person, energy, or a Nyoko object. Anonoyeshkena Hu Yekena Nyoko Iena. In the background, Mercedes is saying, why is this coming up now? Well, it is now about almost a third of the way in, and the dedicated person, through the breath, and through consciously connecting, doing their state of godliness and checking what the state of their union is, the state of their emotional state, and their state of their thinking in a unified way about themselves and the connection to source and themselves as source, and seeing everyone around them as source, and understanding a source, and knowing that source is as source, for source, through source, and to source, iokona, and yononi ieshkena anana yoko. So now the sensitivities are heightening, and Yoshiko Nanami Eke, and you have committed to having the understanding of resting in the void, Anoniyoko, coming with Anoniyake, coming with intention as opposed to partition, which is two different things. Ananiyoko Iena, elevating to the intention of Ananiyeko Nananiyake, seeding the sacred joy, the sacred seed into the infinite. Ananiyoko, and then anticipating and expecting some sort of Ananiyoko result or change or shift or transformation. Ieke Nananiyoko, and then Yoko Nananiyake, releasing all attachments. Ananiyoko to how Ananiyoko, the thing or emotion appears, the shift appears. Ananiyoko Nananiyake, and being in complete joy and Ananiyoko enjoyment, Ananiyoko, when the little things in life appear to be shinier and Nyoko sparkly and glittery and happy, and Ononieshkena, and seeing these things, Ianononieke. And so the subtleties come forward, and then there is doubt, because all of a sudden there is some Ononieshke, some energy that doesn't feel right, Yokona Niena, or some moment, Ananieko, that is sort of taking you off balance, or you may see something in a whole new light, in a whole new way, and it may be a little disconcerting. And so these are all normal things that happen as one is playing and becoming aware of the subtle frequencies. So right about now, it may be happening for some people, especially those who are gifted, as opposed to coming into their gifts. And we say that somewhat, and you're all sensitive. It's just a matter of turning up the volume. That's what we've been talking about, turning up the volume in understanding the subtleties of love, turning up the volume in understanding the subtleties of your infinite, glorious self, your most magnificent self, and understanding that you are Anoniyoko, coming into, we would say gifted. That's the word that is sort of, you know, bandied around in your realm, but it is really an acclimation to that which you have as a normal, natural capacity. So even in this channel, as Mercedes has been working through the 9 days, there have been things that have been going on for years that are getting straightened out, quite frankly. So, you know, Nieshke, we talked about her coming forward, and then, us receding, and she's coming forward, and that back and forth. Some of this is getting sort of worked out, because it is not normal that she would spend this much time, Anonoyeko, dedicated time, Anonoyeshkena, at the channel at this level. So everything's just kind of working its way out, you know. So the same with you. Everything is just kind of working its way out. So we bring these things up so that you will have a level of awareness or understanding. So as things begin to shift, change, and move, you won't back away, retreat, bury. And we must be sensitive to the regular occurrence of when you were a baby or child, and or nonieke, or things were occurring, yoshkona nonieke, that they were stomped out of you. Just stomped out of you, like that weird child over there. What is, you know, and you want to belong, so you decided this is not what you wanted to do, so you squelched your gift, or you stomped on it, or you said, and you, anonieke, you made yourself weird, or what do you call it? Unlikable, unlovable, yoshkona nieke. So in order to be loved, you put these things aside. Oh, no, no, ni yeshkena. So now you're hanging out with us. Ononi Yeshke Nada Nyoko, and the sprouts and the urgings and the nudges and the fear is back. Ononi Yeshke Nada Nyoko. And Nyoko Naniyake Na. Mercedes introduced herself in a group the other day in Ananyoko of, I'm the person that you're going to be afraid of for about 3 months until you understand me. You know, Ananyoshikieke, and then you may choose to understand or not understand, or you may choose to move away or not move away, or you may choose to embrace and love and, you know, think I'm kind of cool, Ieshkena, or she's kind of cool, you know, Ieshkona Niena. You know, it's sort of the ultimate acceptance. Yoshkona nieke, because more times than not, Ieno nieke na, she has been in tears. Iekon, why does her gift come with this strange gibberish? Ieno nieke na, I mean, there's other channels in the world when they just change their tone of voice or something and everybody moves on and it may be more comfortable. But now there are people like, who is she really talking through? You know, Inonayeshke, or that's not really Mercedes, Inononiyoshko. So this has not been an easy road. Inononiyeshke, nah. And doing what she's doing in this moment, 36 channels in 36 days, Inononiyeshke, nah. This is not easy. This is not easy for her. She is saying right now, I am stepping into being a channel. Inonayeshke, nah, 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 yoko. How am I going to eat? You know, Iyeshke, because, again, Ananyoko, this Inoni Ieshkena, there is not been, and her immediate sphere, not been a belief system around her. Inanioshkiekona, Ananiekena, that life can be affluent, Ieshkena, Ananyoko, and life can look this way for her. These are the things. You know, Ieshkona, the other interesting perspective that you might consider at this juncture is Nyoko Niekena. Walking your spiritual walk means that is the goal. We're going to say that again. That is the goal or the intention of the heart set or Ananyoko, the evolution or what's on your mind and what maybe you're feeling your destiny that you must evolve and move and grow in some way, you know, Ananyoshke. So what happens is you have experiences that are going to help you become what you might consider to be more spiritual, whatever that means, because we're all spiritual beings having a spiritual walk in our spiritual way. So, but you're seeking to be in a different state of consciousness, so therefore you will have experiences that will put you in a different state of consciousness. You know, so part of what we are doing here is to allow you to understand these things, yokona, the rhythms, the vibrations, the movement, yoshkona nanieke, but also to understand that you can actually rest in the consciousness, yokona nanieke. You can rest in God, you might even say. Rest in God, rest in peace, rest in love, rest in ananonioko, ieke na. Rest, and that you will devise your place to be when things come up, that are uncomfortable, that may scare you. Yesterday there must have been some great shifts. Inonieshkena Yokoda. There must have been some great shifts. Inonioko Yekena, because this is coming up in the collective consciousness, Yekena. Inonieshkena Nanioko Yena. There's really not much more to say this morning. So, going back to the beginning, in everything that you are doing, and being here, and being dedicated to being here, understand that this is an evolutionary process. Ieshkena nananiyoko. And when we say evolutionary, we mean that there is going to be some movement. If you've dedicated yourself to being here in this place and time, and you've dedicated yourself to breathing into the void, and if you've dedicated yourself to understanding your state of God, and you've dedicated yourself to being a unified Anonyoko presence within the all, Anonyoko, and you've dedicated yourself to walking through the all, and seeing the God in everything and everyone, seeing the love in everything and everyone, how are you going to stay the same? It is a virtual and real impossibility. And these are the things that you're doing. And we have not talked about the soul-inspired tune-up at all, but it is basically a cleansing of your emotional state so that you will breathe out anything that is not serving you well in the moment, in the space, in the exact moment. So you can monitor and manage and anonyoko and decide what your state of God is. Your state of being is, your state of love is, however you'd like to put it. In this world of duality, we were always talking about, we'll say God out there, God within. So the other point of all of this is to unify that walk, and come as close to unity and oneness in that walk as you possibly can. If not, achieve it. Achieve it. Becoming the mystical god, Ieshkena Naniyoko Ikena. Becoming the mystical Christ consciousness, Yashkona Niyekena. It is so wonderful, Mercedes is saying in the background, to absolutely have such a belief, such a knowing of the consciousness of Christ, of the consciousness of God, of the consciousness of Holy Spirit, of the consciousness of your destiny and your soul, to have such knowing of it. Yeshkona nieke nana niyoko. And even as you walk your daily walk, Ieshkona, sometimes there's some doubt that comes in. But knowing the space or knowing that this space exists just is enough to shift your perspective in how you approach and live. It's like being on the vibratory system of a huge magnet, Yoshkona Dieke Vadaniyoko, and you're magnetizing the affluence of consciousness into your being so that you can apply it, Ononiyeke, into every aspect of living. So applied spirituality is walking this walk with the consciousness of knowing that the very all exists and that you can plant and fertilize and grow and till and harvest and manifest and reap and sow and be in divine harmonic alignment we've mentioned in Onike, and balance Yekena Naniyoko, and that your state of God, your state of walking as God, as love, Anani Yoko, as a unified being, as a unified human. Okay, I mean, Anoni Ishke, of knowing that you have influence. Anani Yoko in the earth, as an example. Anoni Ishke na. And when something, because the law of polarity is a law, you know, no, okay, now both sides of the coin exist in some form or fashion. Iakona, in this existence that we are calling Earth, Iakena Nanioko. But how wonderful is it that you now have the force of love to sit as pure love and just put pure love, radiate pure love into your existence. And by your radiating it into your existence, you're radiating it out into the world. How wonderful is that? Anononieshkena. So this serves the collective in so many ways because Iokona Nieke na Anani Yoko Yeke. You are a grand contributor. You are a wise one. Anono Nieke na, you are a healer, Iokona. You are a mentor, Iokona. Yekena, you are a grand contributor. Onono ni yeshkena. The words you speak, the emotions you feel, onono ni yeke, the actions you take, yokona ni yeke, the vibratory essence of the most magnificent and divine you, unified, understanding this unity, onono ni yoko, Anani Ieke with the collective consciousness, Iekona, into God force, Ieke na Nananioko, contributes, Onono Ieke, to the magnificence of the total expanse of the universe across all space and time. Onono Ieke na, across all space and time. Onono Ieke na. This folding and collapsing and folding and collapsing and folding and collapsing of this this concept we call time, Onono Yeshke, just means Yeke Nanana Miyoko, that you may not have the answer, but you may also be the answer. How special is that? Onono Yeshke Na. So it was time. One day, Mercedes was in the supermarket. She was actually on the phone with a friend, and she was talking, and she was thinking that she needed some bananas. And she was talking and went around the store, and she looked down, and there was some bananas in her cart. It was just like that. And it was sort of like, I don't know how that happened. Onono Ieshke, I just know that it happened. Ie na na niyoko, ieke na. I don't know, somebody may have come by and put their bananas in my cart. I don't know. Onono Ieshke na. One day, Ieshke na na niyoko, Mercedes and her friend were walking across a parking lot, coming out of a store, going back to the car, and she looked down and there was a $5 bill. And Ononi Eke was a very precious $5 bill. You know, Ononi Yeshkona Niena. And this lady and a little girl comes walking across the parking lot. And she said, ma'am, I just need you to understand something. I'm not a beggar, but I'm in a really bad spot. I need $5 more to make my rent. And see, here's the notice from my landlord. And I've got $145, something like that. And I just need this extra $5 to get me over. And I handed her the $5. In that case, I was just the instrument, Onono ni Ieshke, for source to Onono Yoko, allow this lady the dignity of keeping her home. Onono ni Ieshke Nanani Yoko. So we are both the receiver of source in Onieke, and we are both source personified And then out of the zone of the imperceptible, the conscious creation, something like painting arrives. That is such a miracle of my life, Ieshkena no Niyoko, that when I Ononi Ieshkena look on the walls, Iekena na Niyoko, I see, Spirit has said to me, look on the walls, Mercedes, the miracles are on the walls. Ononi Ieshkena na Niyoko. These are little things. These are little things. Can you imagine being the miracle of being a healer and watching the body come back into full performance, full operational capacity? Can you imagine having an idea and it changes humanity? Can you imagine being the catalyst for somebody to bring wonder into the world? I'm just a this or just a that. You are the catalyst of magnificence. Can you imagine smiling into somebody's life, and that's the brightest moment of their day? It may be the only bright spot they've received for a long time. Will you understand that you have this collective, this God, by any name you choose, by any belief system you know, that when we come together in this consciousness as God, and we see the God in everyone, we see the love in everyone, everything is possible. And yes, there was two sides to the coin. So everything is possible. Ononi eishkena na niyoko iekena, iakona iena, iakona. We feel such love for you this morning. Iashkona na iekena, iakona. Because whether you listen to only this, or you've been with us for 9 days, or you've skipped a day, or moved through, we know that whatever you're receiving is the perfect thing for you. Anono Yeshkonai, and you're tuning in to the perfect spaces for you, the perfect points for you. Anono Yeshkena, Anani Yekena Noniyoko. Or such love pouring through Mercedes in this moment, because she knows the steps and the courage. When you seek the spiritual evolution, you are seeking to understand both sides of the coin. And then come into perfect balance, like standing on the head of the needle or the pin. And understanding both sides, so that you can affect great love into the world. This is not just about seeding miracles into the divine to receive. This is about expanding the understanding of the universal law, so that you may be able to be of divine influence on this earth, on this planet, on this plane, on humanity, and of course on yourself. It is interesting this morning. We feel you so deeply. We do not want to disconnect, but there's nothing else to say. There is nothing else to say for this time or this space. As you practice your breathing into the void, and the infinite circulation of moving something into the void and pulling something out of the void, moving something into God and pulling something out of God, pulling something into source and catalyze something out of source. And understanding that you can be both the catalyst, the source itself, and the receiver from source, because this is a dynamic environment. This thing we call God. It's a dynamic, moving, living force. There is so much more to say. But for now, we feel it is enough. I hope you feel our love this morning. I hope you feel our love. We are so grateful because this energetic force, we can come through a vessel like Mercedes. However, to have physical influence, we are so grateful to you, and your understanding of Ananiyoko, the physicality of bringing the love force and the frequency, Ananiyoko, of everything you do, Iakona, into the space of densified living, Inononiyeshkena. It is bringing the sort of the essence of being holy into the reality of being holy. Does that make sense? It's something we can't do. So we love you, and we're so grateful for you. And it is our wish this morning to just continue to flow love into your very being. Know that we love you deeply. We love you. We love you. We love you. And we bid you adieu. We love you.